Hey Queens, before we get gay as fuck started, I am doing a brand new season of Hey Queen on the Mothership with World of Wonder, streaming on WoW Presents Plus. Get over there and use the code JMGAY and get yourself 20% off your subscription to WoW Presents Plus, where you can watch all the new episodes of what? Hey Queen!
It's a Kiki with John and Mick G. Gonna spill all the tea. All my LGBTs, you're in luck, 'cause Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Gay as Fuck. I'm your host, Mr. John T. McGovernus, he who is.
Whoa, you guys. Oh, my God. Hey, what's up, cool? Hey, I'm doing good. Yeah, I'll meet you at the campsite. Oh, fuck, yeah. You got some molly? Oh, yeah, let's do it. Whoa. Oh, we got to go see Grimes. Sad. I heard she's going to be perfectly proficient as a DJ. Whoa, awesome. Oh, this is great. Oh, I got to take a shit. Oh, I'm going to the porta potty. Oh, no, the shit's all the way on top of the damn seat. Oh, no, I fell inside the porta potty. Oh, somebody help me. Throw the molly down here into the porta potty. Oh, yeah, oh, Coachella is awesome. I'm reporting to you live from atop a pile of shit at the Coachella Festival. Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I'm wearing a mesh shirt, and I'm wearing Daisy Dukes. And I'm wearing Doc Martin, high-heel Doc Martin boots and tiny little lens sunglasses. And my hair's in a glitter braid. Oh, my God. Let's take a selfie. You, me, and the shit. Oh, yeah.
Girl, you can get me to Coachella. No fucking way. Coachella did start this weekend, and that means LA was very relaxed this weekend, and I loved it. As someone said on Twitter, Coachella is Urban Outfitters, the musical, and there you go. But honey, all the stars were there, and all the star fuckers were there, and all the stars fucking each other were there, and we have a lot to talk about. Now, one person who was not there was my latest musical discovery. I am very late to the game, but I just recently discovered the pop stylings of K-pop star Chung Ha. Honey, when I took a look at her new video for a song called I'm Ready, I gagged. I said, wait a minute, who is this girl? Who is this girl whipping her hair, having a long, long, long pony? Who is this girl giving me ballroom vibes in a K-pop universe? Who is giving me the pop girly dancing that I've been needing? Who is she? Why aren't the American girls doing it like this? Baby, you need to get into Miss Chung Ha and all of her glamour and pop star magic. Look, if you want to hear me get into Chung Ha as well as other new music that I'm into right now, well, baby, you're going to need to go join me on the Patreon, patreon.com/gayestofalltime, where I'm playing show and tell with my sissy, Miss Erica Tor Aviance, because who does not go on the internet? And I am showing her all about Chung Ha. We're talking Dochi. We're talking hating on Justin Timberlake. We're talking all sorts of new stuff, and you can get that over at the Patreon, where you get, of course, up to 3 podcasts a week. Also, this week on the Patreon is my uncensored full-length interview with noted world-famous porn director Mark McNamara, where he talks to me about his affair with the world's number one porn star, filming on Below Deck, behind the scenes of porn shoots, and other titillating details. But in the meantime, baby, let's get back to the pile of shit at Coachella. Take a picture of me and the shit. Because the stars were out and they were starring. Okay, they were starring in drop crotch pants and they were taking bumps of molly. And they were doing what they had to do. So let's get into it.
Get into it. Get into it.
We'll be right back. Well, the gayest story on my radar at Coachella was the sight of Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber kissing and humping on each other. Okay, it's a little more, it's a little less exciting than it sounds. But there is a clip of Jaden Smith coming up to Justin Bieber. I'm sure they're in the backstage area because they're not being mobbed by fans. Because, you know, if you go to Coachella as a star, it is way better than going to Coachella as a normal person. Isn't that the case everywhere? Yes, it is. I mean, that's the only way I could really imagine going to Coachella. You get in the back, you take a golf cart, they take you all around, you do all the stuff, you get all the VIP, glamour, 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 not just sitting in the muck with all the people. I'm too old for that. I'm a grumpy old man. Anyway, they were in the backstage, and the clip is quite innocent. We see the clip from backstage, and Jaden Smith, who's wearing a puffy vest, drop crotch shorts, they're all wearing drop crotch shorts, comes up behind Justin Bieber and is like, puts his hands on him, is kind of humping on his back, hump, hump, humpity hump. And then he says, "Who's that humping me? Is it Diddy?" And then he sees who it is and then gives him a sweet kiss on the cheek. And you know what that means? That right after that, they went to the ultra VIP area, took out each other's cocks, and fucked all night long.
My dick is big. My dick is very big. My dick is big. It's big. My dick is very big.
Okay, look, that is definitely not the case. And all homophobes reported to the dance floor after this little clip came out. Went up on the Shade Room, and of course, people were being like, this is the most diddying, diddy-ish, diddy type of thing I've ever seen. Or, this is not how real men say hello to each other. What the hell? Everybody needs to fucking relax. Now, look, Jaden Smith, isn't he gay? Is he gay? He's giving us very, I'm every woman, I guess. He's queer coded, to say the least. And there was that sort of back and forth. Remember when he was calling Tyler, the Creator, his boyfriend on Instagram to give everyone a wink and what? Who knows? I mean, I think it's probably less sophisticated than we think. Like, it's like, yeah, they were fucking around. But who knows? We'll just go with the wink. And then he was doing that, he was talking about his boyfriend, aka Tyler, the Creator. Of course, everyone was talking. And then in those comments, Justin Bieber did leave a comment saying, hey, I thought I was your boyfriend. Now, of course, everyone wants to think that that means that they met up at the club and they went into the ultra VIP room and they sucked each other's fucking dicks.
My dick is big. My dick is very big. My dick is big.
But most likely, this just seems like a cool straight dude and his cool gay dude friend. Like, you have straight dude friends you can give a little hump to as a joke when you say hi, and then they give you a kiss on the cheek. That's like not a big deal. If you're not homophobic, internalized homophobia, you know what I mean? Secure straight men shouldn't have a problem with any of that. In fact, that's a good quality in them. So shout out to those guys and to Justin Bieber, who, as much as I like to think, is going to a huge orgy of men where he gets his fucking dick sucked.
My dick is big. My dick is very big. My dick is big. It's big. My dick is big.
I think he's probably just some straight guy who's been fucked up by the business and, you know, has a gay friend, and he's like, gives him a kiss on the cheek. Like, they have been friends since they were childhood. They did like baby duets on each other's albums. So go ahead, Jaden Smith, hump on Justin Bieber and then get a nice warm kiss. That, I mean, that is, you know what? That's what we need more of in America. Okay. So hooray for them. And the really fun thing about that is afterwards they went to the ultra VIP room and they sucked each other's fucking dicks.
My dick is big. My dick is very big. My dick is big. It's big.
or at least we can dream and enjoy. Now, one person who was not being afraid of gaying it up was, hit it.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
Yes, yes. Billie Eilish was there. She performed with Lana Del Rey. Now, Lana Del Rey, tangent alert. Lana Del Rey, I'm not a huge Lana Del Rey like fan of the music. I mean, I can appreciate the aesthetic and I get it. I get the vibe. It's not really for me, but I can appreciate. I did enjoy her entrance into Coachella on the back of the rough motorcycle guys, and she was had her hair, her long classic Lana do. And there was some TikTok of some faggot being like, when you see Lana Del Rey ride into Coachella and all you can do is scream, the hair. I'm guessing this because it's referencing what, her original hair. I'm not a Lana stan, so I don't know, but I enjoyed it. And she was very like, oh, I'm just a girl on the back of a big burly man's motorcycle with my emotions. And when there were other girls, I mean, it was very glamorous. Me, 50s, Rebel Without a Cause vibes. And I guess that is kind of for vibes sometimes. So that was glamorous. Anyway, Billie Eilish performed with Lana Del Rey. Again, I don't really care about that music, but I can say, okay, nice. I don't not like it. I don't care. But then she was at one of the DJ tents and she was like, just on the stage in her loose football jersey, honey, her sweatpants. She was giving you tomboy realness down. Your best friend's little sister who loves pussy. And then she played a track. They had the DJ play a track, her new song, which I believe is called Lunch. And for a young lady who was annoyed at being, in quotes, outed after talking about how so much she loved girls by a reporter on the red carpet, this song says she's fully comfortable zooing and saying whatever she wants to say about eating pussy. Here's a snippet of her on stage. I mean, Billie Eilish was getting it on. Now, she was seen giving a kiss to YouTuber Quinlan Blackwell. Now, I don't really know. I'm not familiar with Quinn. They say she's a model and content creator who's the god of the internet. How am I not aware of God? With 2 million subscribers on YouTube and 2 million on Instagram, honey. And Billie Eilish giving you kisses. Billie Eilish is on. Billie Eilish is America's number one lady bachelor, right? Because if you think of like JoJo Siwa and Billie Eilish is like, the peak. If you want to like looking for a humpy lesbian star, maybe you want to get that Billie Eilish. That's the sophisticated choice.
Let's freaking do it. I'm just sitting here patiently waiting. Anytime Billie Eilish wants to walk through my door, it is wide open.
I don't know, JoJo. You don't seem quite on the same level as Billie Eilish in many ways. But you know what? That's also interactions we would love to see and we'll probably enjoy for years with Billie Eilish lightly snubbing JoJo on the red carpet. Or will they go through a Paris and Britney and Lindsay type of moment and all be in the back of a pink Hummer together? Who knows? But we'll have that to enjoy. Ha! 1600 block. I just want to rock. I just want to... I just wanna rock. Lil Uzi Vert was voguing up a storm. Now look, I know Lil Uzi Vert is, you know, your cousin who's an 11th grader in high school's favorite rapper, because they all love, all the teens love that "just want to rock, rock, rock" song. That's a huge song. I'm not really familiar with him. Now, there's lots of, of course, when I saw that he was voguing, I had to go into Google and put in, is Lil Uzi Vert gay? And so then you get lots of articles being like, he says he's not gay. He's like, why would I fuck all these bitches if I was gay? But he is voguing town. Which is, you know what? You gotta, I guess that's just the broadening of ballroom. Is it that, or is he gay? You know what I mean? Hard to say, hard to say. I appreciate it. Not every rapper has to be such a fucking masculine, it has to be totes mask. Sometimes they can be a little, ow. Oh, right. That was one of the things about Lil Uzi Vert. He is, says he's not gay, but he did change his pronouns to they, them. Honey, Lil Uzi Vert's up in there doing it. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of courage to like just like do this kind of shit in the hip hop world. So I'll say, I don't need you to say I'm gay or not, but I will take your little ow. I mean, you were voguing at Coachella. That's certainly queer coded. And you know what? I'll accept. As long as you're not talking bad about gay people. How can you be a they them and talk bad about gay people? So hopefully that's not a thing. Will Smith showed up. Maybe he rode with Jaden at J Balvin's performance, and he performed Men in Black. It's just the lack of feelings, I guess, I have. To be honest, until this very moment, I didn't really even think about the slap and that this is kind of his first, like, trying to be lovable again in public after the slap. So Will Smith comes out, and honey, no one cared about the slap. And I'm not agreeing with that one way or another, but nobody gave a shit. It's like he was like, what shall I, you know what? When Men in Black came out, I never thought that like 20 years later, that would be a song someone would be performing, this theme song from this Hollywood comedy. And I think it has a lot of nostalgia and like, hey, just forget about the slap, you guys. Remember, I'm the Men in Black guy, sending you forget me nots. You know, he's leaning on nostalgia, and this audience is like, yeah. And in 2024, like, the standards are lower. Like, well, you slap someone across the face in the Oscars, okay, girl, what happened? Anyway, J Balvin just also, like, did J Balvin do a whole alien themed set? Now, I didn't watch J Balvin's whole thing, but when Will Smith enters, there's an alien head, a huge alien head in the middle of the stage, which looks like it's underneath a rocket, and the dancers are dressed as aliens. Is J Balvin all about that UFO life? I'm not really familiar with J Balvin either and his music. I mean, I'm aware that he exists, but couldn't tell you my favorite J Balvin song. No disrespect. Taylor was there, honey. She was in the audience, and she was like, I'm just a regular girl with my boyfriend. Just a regular girl with my boyfriend. Oh my God, are we going to the front? I love, you know what I love? There's a girl on TikTok who does the lip readings of what celebrities are saying. And in fact, I want her to quit her job, and I want her to only lip read 24/7 in all situations with celebrities. I love the lip reading videos. It's fascinating. Is it an invasion of privacy? Why, yes, but it's very entertaining. And even something mundane like Taylor going to the front, being like, oh my God, are we in the front? Woo! Hi. I mean, that's fun. She was there with Travis, and they were dancing. And at one point, they were also in the, they were watching Ice Spice. And then also I saw another clip where they're in the audience with Ice Spice, who is smoking a blunt. Now, Ice Spice looked very glamorous. at her show. I mean, I was sometimes the one who said, if Ice Spice doesn't show up with her little orphan Annie, then I'm disappointed. But the glamour of her long, straight look, it was giving, and it gave. Kesha popped out at Renee Rapp's show. Now, I think Renee Rapp is interesting. If you know Renee Rapp, she was in Mean Girls, the musical, which I still haven't seen, but I'm aware of her from her pop music. It's not my fault with Megan Thee Stallion, and also for being very outspoken on her press tour about shit she didn't fucking like, and for coming out as a full-on Les Bulldoggle, real early, being like, yep, I'm a lesbian now, and I love fucking pussy. She could have a shot with Billie Eilish, you know what I mean? Or at least an affair. Here I am. Look at this. Is this show all just a lesbian gossip show? Because that's what's going on, honey. I mean, there was lots. I mean, there was a whole article on Autostraddle about all the sapphic highlights of this weekend of Coachella. And I would say the girls probably did pull it out in terms of serving. There was people presenting their wife on stage. There was kisses. There was pussy songs. God bless. I mean, the cast of The L Word introduced Renee Rapp. If that is not saying lesbian, then nothing is. I mean, I like someone grabbing their gayness by the reins and going for it. Anyway, Kesha came out and to do TikTok, which of course famously starts with the words, woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And so when she came out, obviously that is not something we want to be feeling right now. So she came out and she said, woke up in the morning saying, fuck P. Diddy. And everyone said, yeah. Doja Cat crawled onto the stage in a long wig outfit. And the dancers were all wearing hair, long, big groups of blonde wig. And I think she was making a statement about, like, y'all want to talk about my hair? This is it. Hair. I still haven't watched that entire performance. And I really love Doja Cat. I don't love every... Like, there was a moment when Doja Cat, like, in her mega TikTok phase, put, like, just, like, mid-pandemic through with Wuma. I could be... I mean, there was a time when every song hit for me. And then her new, like, I'm Going Hard era came about, and look, I still enjoy some of those things. I just bought a limousine. That's fun. But I really do like her, and I think she's a great live performer, and she looked like she fucking turned it out. Paris Hilton wants everyone to know she was not escorted off the VIP stage at Coachella, even though they reported that. It's totally not true. I was not. I actually just chatted with Taylor and Travis, and then I left because I'm a mom. She did look really pretty in like a green look. She's also getting some of that ageless potion J-Lo has. The things are really not looking good for J-Lo on TikTok. People are, ooh. The J-Lo hate train has begun, but that's for another day. I think people were just trying to throw shade, being like, they asked Paris to move so Taylor could get there, but that was not the case.
Thanks for clearing that up, sexy.
No problem, Paris.
Slay. Sliving.
Sliving is the worst thing that someone fetch that someone's trying to make happen. Sliving's not going to happen, Paris, please. It's supposed to be slay and living.
Sliving.
I reject sliving. I'm sorry. Noah Beck, sexy Noah Beck, had to tell people, it's not my boyfriend. Don't you guys hug your male friends? Because he showed several pictures of him with a sexy black friend with his arm around his neck in several photos. And so everyone was like, oh my God, he's got a boyfriend. He's got a boyfriend. It's his boyfriend. But honey, that was just somebody from his record label. Some faggot from his record label who's getting a good on touch while he can. Because they're great friends, of course. He's just my boy. But I mean, arm around the neck. That's kind of fun. Now, JoJo Siwa was not at Coachella, but honey, she was at Miami Pride. And you know what? Just goes to show that people can be mocking something and saying how horrible it is all over the internet. But when someone goes to perform it live, everyone loses their fucking shit because they're like, that's the song everyone's talking about. JoJo performed Karma at Miami Pride. Well-placed gig, JoJo. The CEO of Gay Pop, as she corrected herself to be, after several artists, including myself, made TikToks and reels about how there was gay pop before you, Miss JoJo, by showing clips of our videos. I did it with Soccer Practice and Dickmatize, because why not? Anyway, she performed at Miami Pride, and honey, when she did Karma, the audience was losing their fucking mind. And when she did That's Not Lie, everyone sang along. Okay, so checkmate, JoJo. I mean, you did that. Shit, you know, God bless her. It's a very strange era that we are in.
Let's freaking do it.
And I think that was really pretty much my highlights for this past weekend at Coachella. You can send me a message and tell me if I missed something when we cover weekend two, if we do at all. I mean, it'll just be the same shows, I guess. Grimes will get another chance to do her DJ set. Now, I'm sure everybody heard Grimes, who honestly, I didn't even know what gender Grimes was, but I've had heard of Grimes and their music. She apparently was DJing and was having major technical difficulties. There was a point where she said, guys, there's no way for me to get the BPMs down on each song, so I have to kind of like guess what it is. So it's going to be kind of rough. I can't even imagine the nightmare stress of your equipment like that malfunctioning at Coachella. I mean, isn't that when you just like press play on your pre-done mix and call it a day and just press some buttons? Like, girl, just press play. You must have practiced this mix. Like, just play it and dupe the buttons. When I was a DJ at Foo Bar, I used software to help me mix the songs together. But you didn't really have to do much than press one more button. But sometimes I would make a show of going dupe, twisting knobs, doing stuff, because it was more fun. And I think that's mostly what they're doing also, by the way, when DJs performing with all the knob twisting and shit. Some knob twisting is valid, not all knob twisting, okay? What else is in the news? There's an article in the New York Post saying Britney Spears would make $100 million a year on OnlyFans, expert says, after pop icon vowed she'd never return to the music industry.
Crazy! Then come with that, I'd make $100 million!
Yes.
Wow.
By going on OnlyFans and just posting exactly what you do currently, ass shots, covering your boobs with your hands. I mean, you even show basically pussy with just a star on it.
It's not negative, there's a star on it.
I know. But I mean, what I'm saying is you're giving it away for free on Instagram. And experts say,
hey, are the feckin' experts?
Well, they're experts. They're experts in OnlyFans residualisms. And they say you could make $100 million a year just doing what you do already. You don't want to turn to the music business, then let's get you financially secure.
I'm having more fun spinning in the Cheesecake Factory.
All right. Well, I'm going to forward you this article. Maybe you can read it.
I won't.
Fine. All right. Who are you hanging out with tonight?
Kay Coxon.
Ah, all right. Well, have fun, sweetie. Baby, thinking of you keeps me up all night. Okay, now, as the Diddy drama gets darker and deeper and more real with the FBI going after him. All the TikTok detectives are bringing out the old clips, mostly of our favorite whistleblower, Jaguar Wright. Now, we've played clips from Jaguar Wright on this show before. Jaguar Wright was like a singer-songwriter. She had a record deal. She had some success. So she was all up in the mix with Mary J. and Jaguar and all these type of people. And then I don't really know exactly what happened with her career, but most likely she got screwed by her record label. And she has made a real stand about being very outspoken about what she thinks is going on behind the scenes, the dark, dark things, saying the things people don't want to say. And she has several series of interviews where she's going in. We've played some of them before, but there are just bunches of them that are coming back up. And there are so many of these going around, the takedown ones for Jay-Z, because, and Jaguar Wright, like, definitely puts it in, gives some flame to the fire where people are like, you think Diddy's bad? Jay-Z has been pulling the strings all along. And we talked last week about the rumor that he allegedly may have ordered a hit on his former girlfriend. I mean, that's just a wild rumor to cover up the fact that she was pregnant. Dark. Anyway, Jaguar Wright has something to say on that. So I'm going to play all those for you, because just get in. I mean, it's a lot.
Like I said, Biggie died, Tupac died, and then there was the fight between who was the top rapper now, Nas and Jay-Z, and then the next thing you know, Nas has a nervous breakdown, and he's taken out of the game, and it's all Jay-Z. And he was working with R. Kelly, and they were making so many records together. They both fucked Aaliyah. They shared so much in common. And then there was a falling out, and that's like it never happened. Whoever talks about best of the both worlds, best of both worlds. Nobody talks about that.
Nobody talks about this shit.
Why?
We know why.
I think everybody that knows Sean Carter knows that he will slump anyone in any relationship for a dollar. Look at how he did Dane. But maybe that was because he was fucking the girl that didn't want you.
Oh.
Maybe that's why you moved his ass around and out of Rockefeller so tough and then just moved right over to Def Jam. By the way, wasn't this all around the time when Aaliyah died?
Yeah.
And Beyonce's solo career was struggling? They were having a hard time taking her solo. And then Aaliyah died. And then they brought Rich Harrison in. And you know, I gotta take some crazy right now. She liked posing with him in pictures for Page Six. Aaliyah didn't. She fell in love with Dane. And Aaliyah's gone. You have to start asking yourself questions after being in this business for this long. If you're a halfway intelligent person, when do you start questioning how lucky some motherfuckers keep getting?
Right.
Is it really a conspiracy if the same person keeps benefiting off the same kinds of tragedy?
Ooh, I did forget about that Jay-Z R. Kelly album. She's right. That got swept right under the rug, honey. We did not think about that one for a long time. Oy. She's going after Mary J. Blige.
Because if anybody should be having anything to say about Diddy, it should be her. Her response should not be, leave me out of it, I'm cutting ties. No, it should be, this is the nigga that put that shit on my face, yo.
Oh, Diddy did that.
Why don't you fucking tell niggas that Puff put that fucking scar on you?
Oh.
You such a good victim. Why don't you tell him about that baby he put in you and why you couldn't have it?
And J-Lo gets pulled into the mix.
What did J-Lo do?
J-Lo is just as heavy-handed with a dildo as any other sadist.
Wow.
There's a reason why did he liked her so much.
She was strapping him?
Of course. You have to. Expensive pay.
J-Lo is a witch. She's into she's a Santerian priestess.
Yes, she into the Santeria.
Yeah.
high rank. More importantly, she's not being honest about the fact why Shine had to give up his life, years of his life, to cover her and Diddy on an ego fest. She was pissed off about one thing, he was pissed off about another, and that gun went off. The question is, when the gun came out of your purse, was it in your hands or his? Ooh. And why did you run back to Ben Affleck right before his exposure hit? Did someone give you a hint? Did someone tell you it was coming, Jennifer? Mm. Is that why you ran back to Ben? Because he know you're not in love.
Ben don't look after
you. He drunk and apparently he can't, you know, make you happy.
What?
It's giving dark, 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 dark. Speaking of giving, there is a new song by one of the girls from Drag Race Season 16, which I am living for. It is the stunning and charming Tsunami Muse, who, when she came to A Queen, was just effervescent. So fun, and honey, we vibed. Anyway, she has a new song called It's Giving, and then parentheses, Quant. And there's a certain way, a New York kind of way of saying cunt, that's quant. And fucking Miss Tsunami Muse is giving it to you in this song, and I am living. It's featuring Candy Muse. So we'll go out on that. Look, baby, you guys are leaving some nice reviews, and I really appreciate them. Should I be a thirst bucket and read them like thirst bucket people do? I'm going to. You know what? Why not? It'll be a shout out to the people who left them, because I really appreciate that. Sia Celeste says, it's titled An Icon. I've been listening to Johnny for years. I look forward to the new episode every week. He has his own distinct view on pop culture, unlike anyone else's. 10 out of 10 every time. You want to know, that is how you write a review. Sia Celeste, you little baby. Oh my God, what a delight. Dimi3 says, been listening to Johnny since I was 15. I'm an OG gay baby. Can't say how much I love this pod. Keep it up. Much love. Dimi, baby, I've got to tell you, like, it's messages like that that on a rough days make it like a little easier to keep doing this. So thank you. DNA Alien 51 says, Johnny gives me life. Thank you for these wonderful episodes. I like it. And Elliot TM24 says, been a fan since all the way in the gay pimping days. And this later iteration of the podcast does the original proud. So funny and so stupid in the best possible ways. Wish I had more than 5 stars to give it. Thank you, Elliot, sweetie. So this is what I would like all of you who did not do that to do. Why don't you take that as inspiration, sweetie, and go ahead and write me a nice review on fucking iTunes, okay? And if you want to hear me up to 3 times a week, of course, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/gayestofalltime. And honey, I'm giving it to you over there. I mean, we're having fun. It's the real, that's where you're getting full unadulterated opinions on things, as well as my own personal business, my own personal obsessions, fun, kiki, shade, and just full on faggoty shit. Mindless food for your brain so when you can just calm down after work. You know what I'm saying? Dumb stuff. Anyway, love you. Let's take it out with Ms. Tsunami Muse. It's giving cunt. See you on the next Gay As Fuck. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, girl, she pulling up.
Yo, I see her. Yeah, I see her. That's her.
Queen, face beat from the limousine. Ooh. This muse don't come with no enemy. Face mod, the waist on her. Boys in the club when I kiss on her.
Who's touching her?
Hit the stage and the tips get pulled. Big ass pants cause my pocket's full. Ooh. Hold on, wait, let me count it. One, two, three, four.
Don't stare too hard. Take a picture.
Tsunami girl.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling calm, 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 calm.
You feeling what?
She's giving calm, 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 calm.
It's giving what?
It's giving calm.
what I want.
She steps to the door, all the boys wanna roar from the way she strut.
I'm feeling calm, and I get what I want. When I step through the door, all the boys wanna roar from the way that I strut.
I'm feeling calm, calm, calm. Through the door, all the boys wanna roar from the way that it's strut.
Tsunami.
Gay as fuck.
Please, if you are a masked lesbian out there, submit your information now.